Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Kedushas HaBayis HaYehudi. I'm laughing because the first shiur was given on June 27th in the year 2010, and now l'fi Minyan HaNotzrim, it's mid-January 2014. But I have been asked by numerous people to continue this series. It's probably the most important of the Shiurim that we give, because the Yisod of everything is Kedushas Yisod. Yisod is the Kedusha of Histaklus, Herhurim, and the way that we relate to the opposite gender. That's the Yisod of Klal Yisrael, the Yisod of the world. In Kabbalah it's called Yisod. That's the foundation of everything. And therefore, I believe that it is critical to study these matters. And I'm glad that people listened and it resonated with them at least 115 times, it would seem, from the page that I went to see where exactly I was holding and where we should continue from. And Mimir Tashem, if there's interest, we will continue from here also, not waiting 3.5 years next time. We are learning the Sefer Mishkan Yisrael. We're on page 23, if you own the kuntres. If not, you can definitely try to get a copy. And it's worthwhile. In Yanei Shalom Bayis. This year is Le'ilui Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel and Rabbi Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachne. And Schus for Nechagito Bas Rachel Esther, Shishbizocha Tezara Shel Kayoma, Zara Dilo Yifsok Vadilo Yiftol, Mipizgome Oraisa. We say in the Tefillah of the Moados, Ata bechatanu mikol ha'amim, ahavta osanu, v'ratzisa banu, v'romamtanu mikol ha'lashonos, v'kidashtanu b'mitzvasecha. You chose us from all the nations, you loved us, you desired us, and you elevated us from all of the tongues, and you sanctified us with your mitzvahs. We have to note how many hakdamas there were before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Kedushas HaMitzvahs. We have a haftosan, or a tzisaban, or a tanu kolashonos, and only then v'kidashtanu b'mitzvasecha. So whenever you are entering into the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you're mekabel all Torah, we reawaken the whole mahalach of Havdalah and Kedusha from Teva Ha'olam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in order to bring us into Kedushas HaMitzvahs. In other words, whenever we do a mitzvah, we're activating the Ata Bechartanu Mikol HaAmim. We're activating the Ahavta Banu. We're activating the Ratzisa Banu. We're activating the Ratzisa Banu. And then we get to V'kidashtanu B'mitzvasechos. And we're making a mitzvah. Everything that was needed in order to get to V'kidashtanu B'mitzvasechos is reawakened. And that's how the Jewish people become holy. It says in the Medrash, V'yisem Kedoshim Zo Kedushas HaMitzvahs. The Ramchal on the Kedushas HaMitzvahs writes in Derech Hashem Chelek Aleph Perek Dalet, HaBori Yisbarach Sam Gvulos V'starim La'odim B'tashmish Yishtamish Bo Me'olam B'briyosav U'B'kavona Shiyiskavin Behem Asher B'shtamish Behem Ho'odam B'osam HaGvulos U'B'osam HaStarim U'B'osam HaKavona Shetziva HaBori Yisbarach Shemo Yiyya Oso HaPol HaGufni V'achor Me'atzmo Pol Shlemus. Uvo yisatzem ba'adam b'tzius shlemo ma'ilo rabo yis'ala bo mimatzavo ha'shofel v'yisro me'im imimenu ach hastarim v'agvulos eila hine yehem klal ha'mitzvahs ha'esin v'halavim. God made board boundaries. He made orders for a person that when a person uses the world and its creations and he has the proper kavana, then we are going to bring about shlemos and a great maila for ourselves. We are going to elevate ourselves from our low state to a much higher state. What are these gvulos and starim? What are these boundaries and orders, so to speak, that elevate us so much? We want to know. Says the Ramchal, Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet, and Derech Hashem, Asay and Los Asay, when we do mitzvahs Asay and we refrain from Los Asay, that's what makes us holy. So this is said about all of the mitzvahs, Kala B'chamura, like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, that it says, "Heavy zarbim mitzvah kalik abachamur." Be careful about light mitzvahs, like severe mitzvahs. Shekulam chamudos vechavivos. They're all beloved. Shebuchol shadam moda behem belokav shebro. At any time you do a mitzvah, you're admitting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you. You're acknowledging that Hashem created you. And the kavan of all the mitzvahs, says the Ramban famously, is that we believe in Hashem and we acknowledge that He created us. So we see that anything that's the mitzvah and ratzon of Hashem makes us holy. That's what the mitzvahs are all about. The machshava of the ratzon and mitzvah of Hashem shouldn't be like other secular matters, says the Rambam. And when we're mekayim the mitzvahs, so then we are zocha to the mahalach of aliyah that we read about in our tefillah and the moados. We say v'kidashtanu b'mitzvah secha, and then what's the mahalach after that? Where do we go from there after we do the mitzvah? V'keraftanu malakenu labarasecha v'shimcha gadol v'akadosh aleinu karasa. So then we become close to the service of our King. And His great name and holy name He called upon us. Now the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia is called a mitzvah stam, like in a number of places in Shas, in Erevin Kof Amid Beis, in Pesach Amayin Beis Amid Beis, it says, L'dvar mitzvah, mitzvah stam is Piri of Arivia and Ona. And the Shechina is Shorei B'chibur. There's something very special about all the mitzvahs, obviously, but something especially special, especially unique, about the mitzvah of Ona and Piri of Arivia, of being with one's spouse intimately. The Shechina is with the couple as they are uniting. And from above, when they're creating a new person, if a pregnancy results, and even if a pregnancy doesn't result, we know in Kabbalah that there's great neshamas created, even when, not physical ones, but in Shamayim, there are great brios when a man and wife are together properly. So the koach of mitzvahs separates this maisa from a maisa chulin. It's not a maisa of chulin like the goyim do it, or like the Jews who aren't connected to Torah and mitzvahs and Kedusha do it, but it's a maisa mitzvah. And this makes a person holy. And one shouldn't see it in a negative light. If it's a mitzvah, then it brings to Kedusha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Tafrei Shlamet Tes, in the Bira Halacha, that a person shouldn't do any tashmish bazui in a sukkah. However, tashmish hamita, says the Chofetz Chaim HaKadosh, is not a tashmish bazui, it's not a disgraceful use. Why? Because he's Makayim mitzvahs ona, and Piri of Arivia, so of course it's kavaldik. You can do it in the sukkah. But when we're dealing with mitzvahs habayis, you can't really see the difference between a mitzvah and an avera, because the maisa is the same maisa, the same way that two uncouth people are doing it, just pure lust. So you can, if a man and a woman are together, even a tzaddik and a tzaddikas, so essentially they're doing in Maisa, they're doing the same thing that the lower level creature is doing. So what makes our act different? And the answer is the mitzvah of Kedushin and Nisuin, that we're married and we're doing it in the framework of Avodas Hashem. And then this Maisa becomes a Maisa of Kedusha. It's a subtle difference because you can't see it with your eyes, but it's all in one's mind and one's heart. The Menorah Samor writes, "B'kavanas achibur tali yikar adabar." It depends on the kavana. That's what the yikar is, one's intention. The Ravid in Shara Kedusha opens, "Yesh lahafchin ezvi machshava nechona b'maisa." You have to know what the correct machshava is. HaKedusha Kedushas haMachshava kasher amarnu, he says there at the end. The Kedusha is Kedushas haMachshava, so it's all about machshavas, machshavas haKedusha. So this requires us to be kona das. If you want to get tavdala, you have to have das. Ulahavdil bein haKodesh ubein haChol ubein haTomei ubein haTor. One has to separate between what is holy and what is not holy, like the Torah says, what is pure and what is impure. So, Imein Dei Avdalah Minayin, we say the bracha of Atochan Antona, we separate from, we say the bracha of Chonin Hadas, we say the bracha of Havdalah, of Atochan Antona on Motzei Shabbos, and the bracha of Chonin Hadas. Why? Because Imein Dei Avdalah Minayin, Das is helps you separate, it gives you the seichel to separate. So one has to have the proper das, one has to learn mitzvahs habayis. This great obligation to be mekayim b'shleimus mitzvahs habayis is very clear, because that's how the eternity of the Jewish people is perpetuated. And therefore, shteken gemara, megillah chav zayin amar aleph, ein mochim sefer Torah el lilma Torah v'lisa isha. You're only allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to learn, in order to get married. So you see the importance of getting married. And the mitzvah's ona itself, the mitzvah of being intimate with one's spouse at the proper times, strengthens the maila of nisuim and shalom bayis, as we're commanded to be mechadesh lechiba and the simcha of the kesher of the nisuim. We have to constantly renew our marital vow, so to speak, as they say in America, our love, our simcha for our spouse. And that's what it says in the Gemara, that there's a chiyuv onan leil tevila in order that we want the wife to be as beloved to her husband as she was when she went into the chuppah. On the night of one's wedding, one is extremely excited about his wife, and we hope the wife about her husband. So every time they get together on mikveh night, it's supposed to bring about the same excitement. The mitzvah is called in Chazal Sameach as Ishto. We have to be mechadish the simcha of nisuin. And when there's great love through this mitzvah of ona, when there's simcha, then there's no room for katnas, for ktata. Al kol pshoim techas ze'ava, says Shlomo HaMelech alav shalom. And all sins, love will cover. Love covers everything. If there's love, if the man is infatuated with his wife and she's infatuated with her husband, so he's a little bit messy. So she's willing to forget it, she's willing to overlook it, she's happy to clean up after him, she's happy to make him dinner, she loves him so much. And so she spends too much money, but he's so much in love with her, he just gives her another credit card, he says spend more. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kufnan and Beis Amid Aleph, you can look there for more about Shalom Bayis, some very interesting things there. When it says that when it's mafsik, the kesher of ishus, umatil shalom babayis batal, that what puts shalom in the house is going to be batal. If there's no ishus, then there's no shalom bayis. And it says, beautiful Gemara, that when I was in love with my wife, then we could sleep on the blade of a sword. And if there's no love, now that we don't have love, so a bed huge, huge, huge bed, a 5,000 foot bed isn't enough. So when there's love, when there's excitement between a man and a woman, not only excitement about the dinner that she's going to make him, or about the present that he bought her, but excitement about each other, about being physically intimate, about achieving emotional, spiritual, and physical closeness. When you have that, you have everything. Then everything is, you can deal with everything in a happier way, and you're more understanding, and people are more forgiving, and people are more willing to work hard to achieve success in other areas. At the end of the day, how many minutes are they together a week? Compared to all the other things, of course, it's a very, very, quantity, it's a very, very small amount of time. But the quality, if the relationship is good in there, then when it comes to daily life, they're just much better people, much happier, much less selfish, because the other person is the source of such pleasure and such care and closeness. That's why it's so important to learn and work on Inyanei Bayis. So the Yisod of Shalom Bayis is in this mitzvah of Ona. And all the great milas that the Chachamim said about Shalom, looking by Midbar Rabbah and Parashat Aleph and Medrash Rabbah, are said about the mitzvah of Ona. You know how great Shalom is? That's all about Ona. Kol ha-meisim Shalom b'soch b'esom alo b'kosov kilu meisim Shalom b'Yisrael kol echad v'echad. We make Shalom in someone's house. Like he made shalom in the Jewish people amongst everyone. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, Ner Beso Kodem, Mishum Shalom Beso, that Ner Beso, Ner, Pash Peshat is Ner Shabbos, and people even say a candle during the week. It's before Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. Shere Hashem Nimcha Glas V'Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto. Because the name of God was erased by Sota in order to make Shalom between man and wife. Godol HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nidna Las V'Shalom Be'olam. Great is Shalom because the whole Torah was given to make Shalom in the world. Shenamar Derecheh HaDarechei Noam V'Chol Nesivoseh HaShalom. It says that its ways are ways of pleasantness and all of its pathways are peace. So the whole Torah is for Shalom. And we bring Shalom by the mitzvah of Ono. That's what brings Shalom. It says, Talmud kodim l'maisa b'chol makom, b'nei sha Talmud mevi lidei maisa. So the more you learn about it, the more it brings to maisa. That's why Aruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we're zochen the Talmud, and hopefully this Talmud will bring lidei maisa. So we, Mir Tashem, we shall continue. Karov. Neder, and that we should be zoche to have shalom in our homes, to help other people have shalom in their homes, and to be zoche mir tashem for the shlemus that shalom brings about, and ultimately bias mashiach tzidkenu, b'mehera v'yameinu amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.